Hey you, what's going on?
Same, super busy day. Actually, I could have used your help today. I needed someone who's really good at organization. I mean, I ended up getting everything sorted out, but it took me a lot longer than it would have taken you. What do you mean they're not as appreciative at work? How can they not be? You're always telling me how you're organizing things, and not even just your stuff. There's always someone asking for your help around there. Sometimes I swear you just work with idiots. No wonder you have to run around fixing things so much. They'd be really screwed without you. Of course I mean that. I don't think their business would have survived this long if it weren't for everything you do. What are you talking about? Come on, don't deny it. We both know it's true. You're just being modest. You take such pride in your job. It really shows. Here, I can prove it. You can't deny that there are some things that you're really good at. No, I'm not kidding. Hear me out. You are way more reliable than the rest of the team. Yes, you know exactly which one I'm talking about. Her name rhymes with Schmarin. She's always off sick. That's not you. Sure, you take a couple of days here and there, but don't we all? I think the only person who's there more than you is the manager, and we both know they're the one pretending and you're doing all the work for them. Which brings me to my next point. You always make such an effort. It doesn't matter if the project is big or small, it never ceases to amaze me at how you look at all the details. You even seem to remember the little things about people. The little things that shouldn't be overlooked. Sometimes it's those kind of things that are important in our day. I don't know. I guess it just makes people feel more like they're actual, well, people, rather than paychecks. How many businesses are just about the money? Yeah, duh, all of them. But you know what? It's just so refreshing to have somebody like you on the other side of the chain, making sure that everyone's getting that personal service. And what's actually best for them. And how you managed to do that while making a huge profit for the company? That's pretty amazing, don't you think? Okay, so you're just not going to agree with me at all, are you? Well, I don't care. Here's one you definitely can't deny. You haven't gotten fired. Yeah, you've avoided that hammer so many times. They must see value in you. It takes a lot of strength to do what you do for that company, and to stay as positive and happy as you do. I know they don't appreciate you, but you've been busting your ass, bringing in that paycheck, making your life better, and that's what's important. Oh, can I hear a smile through the phone? Don't try to hide it. Here, think about it this way. Sometimes your job sucks, and the man is really getting to you. But when you're having days like that, just remember that every cent you're earning goes towards your future and your goals. Remind me again? Wait, no. Remind yourself. What's your big dream? That big life goal you're working toward? Yes, that. Get that in your mind. Think of all the details, all the big picture stuff. The thing is, you really need to hold on to that image in your mind. Really squeeze it. Make it tangible. Then every time that work gets really rough, just think about how you're working towards that big dream. I know you can do it. You can do anything you put your mind to. I've witnessed it. You'll make it. I'm not worried about that part at all. The point is, this is temporary. You're grafting now so you can enjoy in the future. You've already learned so much in that stupid job. Your communication skills are so much better than they were before. You've learned to deal with so many kinds of people, customers and coworkers. Schmarin. All of these situations are lessons. And thankfully, you're not going to have to repeat them. Oh, and then there's all those technical skills. Those are going to look so good on your resume, especially when you're ready to move onwards and upwards. You handle changes so well, and I think your ability to learn things has gotten quicker too. You're such an asset. This place just doesn't realize that. Honestly, I think this job is limiting you. You've always been so creative. You've got so much expression and art within you, they just don't understand. It's a real shame. It could be so beneficial for their business, but whatever. If they can't see the opportunities that are right in front of their faces, there's people out there who will snap it up and thrive with you, just like that. There's lots more, but think about the little things too. Like how you got so good at time management and tidying. Okay, cleaning up might be boring, but now you can get it over with twice as fast. That's a lifesaver, especially out of work. It's so nice to just be able to get home and actually have the time to rest. Look, you've really learned a lot at this job, even though I know some days it's been a nightmare for you. Besides, I shouldn't say it, but it's better you made the mistakes there and learned all you could from them than in your actual passions. I know it's bad, but don't pretend you don't agree. And there's only us to hear, so don't worry about it. While we're on the subject, stop worrying about work. You're such a good worker, and you're such a good person, too. You're more than just your job. You should never forget that. It's been so nice catching up, but you should really call it a night. Tomorrow's a new day, and you'll want to wake up fresh to implement your new visualization strategy. Remember, keep your big life goal in mind. You're going to go into that shitty job, and you're just going to do your best, which I know is incredible. I mean, you're incredible when you're running at 50%. Don't let them get you down. You're too good for that. And hey, you can always put laxatives in someone's coffee if you really need to teach them a lesson. You didn't get that idea from me, though. Maybe save that for your last day, because I know you're going to find a new job soon. With all of that hard work you put in, you'll find somewhere that really appreciates you and your creativity. They're going to regret the day that you move on, and with all those skills you've picked up, that day is bound to be soon. There are so much better things in store for you. Consider this, like, your dark period. No, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it in the way all the greats had. Like Picasso, or Bowie, or Gandhi. They experienced that darkness and they used it to shine bright against it in contrast. You know what I mean? You're right, it's probably too late in the day to be getting so deep. The point is, you have sparkle. There are people out there who will be able to see your shine. No, not just see your shine, but polish you up to perfection. To be fair, you're already pretty close, though. Okay, I'll let you go. Don't think about work, though. This place is just a stepping stone. Why would you focus on that over the other side? Look at where you're going, not where you are. Let that image sink into your mind, and just smile for me, okay? Just drift off into that happy place. Focus on the tiny details. Make it perfect. And then one day, you'll be able to go ahead and make it real. Oh, let me know how the job hunt goes. I can't imagine you'll be applying for very long. Someone's gonna scoop you up really quick. Take care. We'll talk soon. Bye.